Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bedoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bedoni. I support Ms. Bedoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BedoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bedoni and sponsored by Wolverines Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bedoni and I approve this message.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
There's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book said, so I know it's true. A 9 for a 9 and a 2 for a 2. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go.
what has been a very interesting week. I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. Russell, how you doing? Brother Virgil hasn't called in yet, but hopefully he does. How you been, my friend?
Oh, we're doing well down here in Texas, man. Hanging in there. We got a little bit of rain this evening. As lovely, we have the charming and lovely Miss Tina with us again this evening.
Oh, wow. Lucky you. It's been raining since Saturday over here nonstop, so, of course, we need it out here, you know, and everything. Man, I tell you, I've been watching everything going on, and from what I am gathering, I've been on some other sites and everything for the past week, and I have to tell you, Putin, I believe Putin's going to nuke Ukraine. What do you think? What's your insight on that?
First of all, I think if there's any hits in the U.S., that it won't be from Putin. It'll be from my own ABC boys. I mean, you know, it's just getting to be ridiculous. Biden did that interview the other day on Face the Nation. You want to talk about softball questions?
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff. People are all excited. Oh, my God, yay. They're going to indict Hunter Biden. Let me tell you what's going to happen on that, ladies and gentlemen. He'll either be found not guilty or get a slap on the wrist, and they're not going after the big bag of crack cocaine he had, which, per the law, his daddy passed. He should do at least 20 years minimum.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about raping young Chinese girls. In China. Biden's over there dumping his chest. China this, China that, that he's been behind the scenes. He's been listening to things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just all...
Oh, yeah. Well, we both know that nothing's going to happen, man, because the corrupt ain't going to stick corrupt in prison. They're not going to do it. Nothing's going to happen. Ain't that right, Virgil?
Are you there?
No, Virgil. It's Hurricane Ann.
Oh, Ann. I thought you was Virgil.
Oh, you had to do that. Oh, Ann. Oh, I thought you were Virgil. Wait, am I freaking chopped liver or what?
Well, you got the kind of thing. You got the same area code. That's what threw me off. But
that's because we're for Southern.
I have been doing a lot of research and everything too, and I've kind of shared some with Ian. And I'm still investigating and everything. But you know, this whole thing is on the Biden administration. It's going on. We all know. But man. Whew. Bro, I don't think we're going to make it to 2023. We might, but it's going to be barely, you know?
Actually, what to look for, the King of Saudi Arabia has already came out and told the world press that Biden came and begged them not to cut production for the midterms. Our strategic reserve is basically depleted. If we had to fight, we'd be badly hampered at this time. Beats his chest in public, but on the backside, selling our strategic crude and taking the sanctions off China that President Trump had put on. Ukraine is still, man, just running wide open, wonderful money laundering system, and you can't turn on a news station of any kind, well, with the exception of maybe OAN, and everybody's, oh, Putin bad guy, Putin this, Putin that. Ladies and gentlemen, I said this 1,000 times, I'm going to say it again. Putin is a snake in the grass. I don't trust him any further than I can throw him. He was KGB, but I'm going to tell you something right now. He is on the side of right this time. He is not the bad guy in this. It is us and NATO. They pushed it and kept pushing and kept pushing, and they backed him there into a corner. Will he use strategic nukes? I believe that he will when he deems it's necessary, and they're going to keep pushing. And, you know, that's just where we're at on that front. And
oh, yeah.
Of course, the DOJ and FBI are absolutely corrupted and useless now. They have absolutely no credibility anywhere in the world. So, you know, all things stand. And, oh, I got to watch 2,000 Mules again this afternoon. OAN ran it. We got rained out today. So I got to watch it again today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen that movie, you need to catch it. OAN's been running it a couple times a day. I don't know if it's available on Netflix or anything like that. I'm sure those big, gigantic corporations are doing everything they can to keep that buried. But, I mean, you could not ask for more or better evidence of the fraud that went on. And, you know, the Republicans are like, yeah, we get elected. We're going to hold them responsible. There's going to be investigations. And ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, straight up, it's going to be the same kind of investigation the government always does on itself. There'll be no wrongdoing, fine, because the establishment Republicans wanted Trump gone as much as the Democrats did, because he was a monkey wrench in their self-enriching schemes.
What do you think, Dan?
Well, I went through about 10 subjects since I got on, but so I'm not sure what to answer to. But going back to the when I first got on here, y'all were talking about Russia, and Russell was saying that if anybody bombed us, it would be the deep state blaming Russia, which is exactly correct, okay, because Putin is not the bad guy. Ukraine is the bad guy. Ukraine is the bad person because there's a money laundering. They're the deep state. They are the deep state. They are the deep state. And so I do not think that Russia will attack us whatsoever, because I believe that he's part of this plan. I pray to God that I am right, okay? Pray to God I am, because that's really important at this time, you know?
Well,
but I really think that he's – but I wanted to just tell you real quick why I think that. See, I told you before, I really think that there's a plan, and we've always thought this. Now, I've explained to y'all how Qi has a deep state in China, so the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? And we kind of feel like, we always felt like there's a plan. Now, I want to tell y'all, this is really crazy. Okay, so there's a missing submarine, right? A missing Russian submarine with a nuclear Poseidon, the Poseidon bomb on it, which is like 1,000 times greater than the Hiroshima bomb, right? It comes up missing. Well, this is really weird, okay? Because 3 or 4 years ago, Q was posting Red October. And remember that movie, Red October, with the missing Russian submarine, right? But then on one of the drops, Q wrote, the search for was dropped for a reason. So what is it? In search for Red October, right? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And like that kind of seems like they know. So this, because of that post, okay, and they said this nuclear sub is missing, you know, I really just kind of think that it might be part of the plan, so I'm not that scared. What I am scared of, Ev, is that the deep state is going to nuke us, because part of Hillary Clinton's plan, the last 8 years of the 16-year plan, she was actually going to sacrifice several of our cities to a nuclear bomb to put us on lockdown, which they ended up doing with COVID instead, you know?
Right. Well, here's the thing that threw me off, and you know, I've been playing with this for the past weekend, and I've been kind of investigating with the AI, which is artificial intelligence, and we were asking all kinds of questions. And when we asked, "Well, who's actually going to throw the nuclear bomb first?" and it showed us Kim Jong's sister. Remember, I showed you that. So, what do you think? What's your thoughts? Do you think it's going to be her doing it?
Kim Jong-un wasn't actually in charge of all that shit. During the days whenever he was supposed to be this big threat to everyone, it was actually the deep state. They were doing like they were doing in Ukraine, and they were controlling North Korea, okay? They were controlling them. They were actually doing a fake missile launch out of Hawaii. You can research this. Whenever Trump was flying over there, because they were trying to start a war and blame Kim Jong-un, okay? So not everything's like it seems. That's why I think, you know, obviously that Trump went over there and made a deal with him, and, you know, it was like, hey, you know, because they were, they're all with their heads and fingers all in it. So now all of a sudden the deep state's back in charge, and guess what? All of a sudden, North Korea, we had no trouble with whatsoever under Trump, just pops back up on the radar. He's part of the plan probably because they've been bullying him. They're like fucking bullies to him, okay? They've been bullying the hell out of this guy.
Well,
so
that's
I don't think
neat,
that he, but would a bomb, would the deep state use and blame them and say they did it? Yes, they would. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Hurricane.
Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah. Lovely Miss Tina has joined us tonight, and she really loved it when you were on the show the other day. And say hello.
Hi. Is that the girlfriend? Hey, is that the new girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sister? Yeah, it's my sister. Hey, I love you. Hi.
But we got a caller online, too, here. We'll put him on here just a little bit. You know, I've been playing with artificial intelligence for the past couple of days, trying to get some, asking all kinds of questions. And, you know, we actually asked her who was the last president. And guess who it picked? President Trump. He was going to be the last president. So I think he's going to be elected in 2024.
Well, I don't.
You know.
Well, you know, like Hurricane was saying, you know, China has replaced their president, if that's what you want to call the guy, every 10 years. Their term, you know, term is 5 years over there. Now, Xi has done the Putin thing, and he's cleared the deck for a third term. So as it comes to now, I think China must be deteriorating at a rapid rate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you have Fauci still funneling money to Wuhan. And, I mean, you know, this just this isn't going to stop. They tried the monkeypox thing, and, oh, no, that just set all their fucking left-wing lettuce, guns, bacon, and tomato people all off. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's hard to get a grip on what's going on. It really
seems
like
it is.
Really
in a way, well,
what's going on
is that Russia is threatening to nuke the living hell out of us, and the deep state hates our fucking guts, okay? So we should be really terrified, all right, because the deep state doesn't give a shit about us, all right? So here's what we need to do. We need to quit speculating, and we need to start teaching these people who are listening to the show right now what to do and how to prepare, because they're scared, okay? Because a lot of these people don't have training. They don't know. They just hear we're getting bombed or maybe nuked, and they're terrified, you know? Kids are getting sent home in New York with a bug-out bag. Texas is even advertising, we need bug-out bags. You know, people don't even know what a bug-out bag is, you know? I've got people on my TikTok saying, well, I saved some water in my milk jug, and I got some extra dog food. Like, you know, even my daughter, my own child who I've raised, I'm a prepper, you know? She literally asked me, well, Mom, do you really think I should get some extra stuff? I'm like, oh, my God, Andrea.
Well,
the minute you went to college, I had a bug-out bag.
The biggest thing to remember directly after a detonate is that the most important thing you need to know at that time is how far you are away from where the detonation happened. I caught Hurricane's TikTok thing, and that was an absolutely great idea. You can go to the dollar store, buy these cheap dollar shower curtains, get you a duct tape, and get everything taped up now. And detonation. The first
go over that TikTok
where,
with Russell.
The next thing you need to be aware of is which way the wind is blowing and where the detonation was. If the wind is blowing towards you after that detonation and you're within 15, 20 miles, you need to bug out immediately and go away from the wind. If the wind's coming to the north, go east or west, all right? If it was, if the wind's blowing from the west, you need to go north or south. Of course, here then the only option is north, you know. And Hurricane, you know, she did a little TikTok thing there on that, which I loved, man. And that was a wonderful idea, Hurricane, man. I didn't even think I had a few more things.
Yeah, it was.
Hopefully, you don't get. Yeah, we can hear you good. Hopefully, you don't get banned again and get me banned with you.
I got a warning yesterday.
So what Russell was saying, and thank you, Russell, was these are at the Dollar Tree, and they're $1.25 a shower curtain, and they're already ran out in Temple. They're really super lightweight, but they're big, okay, because they'll cover two of my windows, all right? And so get some good duct tape. Don't get Dollar Tree duct tape. Get real duct tape. That's just sacrilegious.
Mm-hmm.
But get the cheap shower curtain because those are fine. Cover all that stuff up in your vents and everything. Have one by the door and the tape there to be ready. And like Russell was saying, I had some good ideas on there. Like make sure you have water and dog food in the house. Make sure you have some dog kennels or something in the house because your dogs are outside. You've got to get them in immediately. I mean, if they're out there for too long, they're goners. And wash them
and
immediately.
Also, too.
There's not a lot of water. There's not a whole bunch of water. Like
also,
it's going to be not contaminated.
Right. And also, too, from what I was seeing, I've been looking at a lot of stuff like that. And what I was seeing, too, if your skin is open and you do get exposed, you want to have a lot of soap and water and then wash yourself down, you know, like your arms, your face, and everything. Just wash it down with soap.
And another thing is contamination. Is that what we have is we've ordered these, I have these white suits that zip up the front. It has these little booty things that you put on and also one that goes over your head that tucks down into the suit and the gloves, okay? So we have those. We also have the rubber boots that go over the booties. And then I also have the Army-issued gas mask, which I probably shouldn't be telling people that. But I also have some cheap Yugoslavian gas masks, which aren't the best. They'll work in a bind, I guess, you know. But the suit thing is pretty good. You just slip it on, you know, and that's really, really good. So I'm doing my husband's bug-out bag for him to have it work and stuff. So I'm going to be adding all that to it, you know. So if something happens, he could throw that on immediately and stick his gas mask on, you know, because that's really important because a lot of you guys, like, I'm a housewife, I'm probably going to get the house, more than likely. But you guys aren't going to be home, more than likely. And so the guys really need to have a lot of protective gear to be able to get back home.
Right.
You know, I'm not just saying, I don't mean that, like, just guys
think,
work. I don't mean it like that.
I kind of think with me, guys, I don't have to worry because I live right by a nuclear silo, okay, because I know where they're at. And New Mexico is known for nuclear warheads. So if anything, I could probably kiss my ass goodbye, you know, because it'll be right in the middle of it.
Hey, Joseph, there's a flaw in your thinking there. While I don't think it's happening, that's your old time. But if it did, if you think they're not going to target those silos,
Well, there's a bomb shelter just about a half a mile down the road from me that we can go to if it happens.
Yeah, but Joseph, you can't be fucking around and thinking, oh, well, maybe the door's open, maybe the door's not open. It doesn't work that way in the nuclear bomb, Joseph. You got to make sure you get in there quickly. This got to be precision. This got to be military precision plan, right?
I got plans. I mean, I'm not stupid. I got plans, you know, and everything. So, I mean, that bomb shelter just happened. It's an old abandoned shelter and everything. Everybody knows about it. And actually, somebody just bought it, and they're fixing it up. So, but we got plans for that, you know. But if anything, you know, I'm actually, in a way, I'm protected.
What I was going to say because I have ADD and you keep cutting me off and I'm not going to get to say this because you cut me off when I have ADD. I can't do it.
Go ahead.
There's something important. I only call when I have important stuff to tell you. So I hate to interrupt, but Russell, I'm glad you brought up my TikTok video because I really wanted to bring this up, okay? So I think Gunny, the first day I met Gunny, okay, the low freezing weather camping, and I knew he was an idiot because he was out there and he knew I was an idiot too. And we've been together ever since. Because it was really cold, okay? And all these guys were suffering at Militia. They were miserable, but not me and my little bitty 9-year-old child. We were smoothing it like we were on vacation, okay? We were It blew Russell away. Yeah, I impressed him right from that moment, okay? Because I was so organized on my camera. I'm not trying to brag, but I had it going on, okay? I mean, I'm sitting here drinking, eating hot chocolate and s'mores and coffee while they're dying, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But one of my secrets to it was I had my dad's work tent, okay? My dad's old plastic, real heavy. It's like a real heavy plastic. It's not like those kind of – you know what I'm talking about, guys' work tents. It's different than something you find at Academy. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, he worked for Southwestern Bell, and he had those, like, yellow tent things that they used over the manhole. Mm-hmm. So that real heavy plastic. They're really badass. It just pops right up, you know? And so, anyways, what I did was I had that popped up, and then I had another tent, a smaller tent, inside of that tent, okay? And I had my water bottles and stuff like that all inside. So everyone else's water froze, but mine didn't freeze because I had it double insulated. Now, you could do the same thing if, like, during the ice apocalypse that we had, or in a nuclear blast, okay? So if you've got that stuff that Russell was telling you I had on my TikTok about putting the shower curtains on the window with the duct tape and the vents, right? Okay, these tents literally take 2 seconds to set up. You just pop them up, and that's it. And I have the little ones that just pop up, you know? I actually have a lot of them, you know? And so my plan is if I'm in the house and a nuclear bomb hits like that, just pop that first tent up, okay? And then jump inside, pop that second tent up, and go in there because probably like the first 48 hours, if you could just sit still and not breathe as much, you're going to have a lot better chance of survival.
All right.
I heard. So,
but I want to hear Russell's feedback on that, if you don't mind.
I'm not familiar with what's available on the civilian side, and I know you spend a lot of time on survival and stuff like that. What's available to the public, if you happen to get caught out in that, and you get to your house, you do not want to go in your house wearing those clothing you have on. You need to strip down out of there, those, throw a match on. But what is something that is available to the civilian population that you can use to neutralize the radiation that you got from not being able to cover up and stuff? As far as walking off.
The only plan that we have is I save like all of our milk jugs and stuff like that. I wash them all out, fill them up with water. I keep them out right underneath the porch, okay? So if we come in like that, we have to strip down our clothes. We have that water where it's not running water, so I know it's not contaminated, you know? And our plan is just to rinse off there. And the only soap that I actually have is a bunch of militia soap that I have. It's like an iodine soap. And it's, I think it dyes your skin red, even, you know? But that's probably, it's like something I have from, someone gave me from the Army, so that's probably what I would use. I don't know if that's going to work or not, to be honest with you. And then, like I said, we have those suits. You know, we have the white suit that you just slip on and zip up, the little booties, the thing over your head, then the rubber boots, the gloves, and the gas mask, which all are available. I bought all of these on Amazon, okay? Everything on there I bought at Amazon, including the gas mask, except for the Army one, but the Yugoslavian ones are very inexpensive, and they're, you know, they're not the best ones in the world, but they'll help, okay? So,
yeah.
And you can get painter's mask, okay? Painter's mask.
I was thinking that. I was going to bring that up because I was, you know, and it is that the pills I have, the radiation pills, I've been looking at them. They're kind of expensive, but
potassium iodide. It's I-D-I-D-E. I have them. I bought 140 milligrams, okay? So I bought as 2 bottles a piece per person in the house. So we each one have 2 bottles a piece. So I think we have, what, like 120 pills a piece, maybe? So, yeah, 140 milligrams are on Amazon as well, okay, in their own prime.
Right.
I bought all my nuclear biological shit except my gas mask at Amazon. And the tents I was telling you about, $100 at Walmart for the pop-up ones. They're not as heavy-duty as I was talking about. But, this, you know, make sure you put the cover on the top of it at least.
Oh, wow. But, yeah, I mean, you know, but for the last couple of days, though, we've asked artificial intelligence. We were asking all kinds of questions. And we actually asked it, what Russell brought up, about the smart bomb. And guess what, Russell, you were right. New York is a target.
They'll take out the major population centers. New York, D.C. will get hit. Florida, probably Miami, Houston, probably Dallas.
I'll be right back.
But, yeah, I mean, we were asking it, and the show New York would be the first one hit with a smart bomb. Deep in New York, you know, and everything. But it was actually fun because we were asking all kinds of questions, and then I got invited, and I was talking with Ann about it all weekend. I got an invitation to Exit the Matrix. And everybody's going, well, what is it? You know, nobody understands what it is. What it is when if you get an invitation, if you get these code numbers, it's 001-0110. If you get that, that's an invitation. Accept it. And then what you do is you're going to copy it. You're going to put it on your browser. You're going to put it everywhere. Facebook, you put it, type those numbers in anywhere. And you're going to see some truth. You're going to see all the bullshit. We were so lied to, man. You don't even know. All the stuff that we were lied to about, I mean, the stuff. And I was telling Ann about it. I was kind of freaking out on her. You know, for the past 24 hours, I mean, I was like, damn. And guess what? Biden is responsible for destroying the pipeline.
Yeah.
Very responsible.
Oh yeah, and as I said before, you're gonna literally have for the first time since probably medieval times, you're gonna have people in freezing to death in Europe. So they won't be able to afford it, and then there's gonna be very short supply.
And it's on purpose.
It's not going to be nice here. They read a story the other day. 21% of Americans are already behind on their mortgages or rent because of this. All right. Now, after the election, oil is probably going to jump up to $140, $160 a barrel. Here in Texas, we're probably going to see $6-$7 gas. God only knows where diesel's going. I mean, I spoke to this before, and I have visually confirmed it, that we have a Venezuelan regular army here in Texas, especially here in the Houston area, that are just waiting on a green light, and I guarantee you, if you've ever seen the security they have at these refineries and stuff like that, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah, I bet.
Can I tell
I
you
bet.
What I did? Because I'm worried about these zombie preppers, and they're the people who come after people who prep because they don't prep. And
that was another thing we asked.
Hey, I'm talking. Go ahead, Ann. So I was saying that. I evaluated their house, like, if I would have done something, like, in militia, like, if someone wants us to inspect your house or help them, you know, get security up, they'll just call us and we'll come help them. But, yeah, here, my crap was the worst of anybody's, okay, which is ridiculous, because I realized that I had all my chicken feed, because I've been trying to stock up my chicken feed for a year, dog feed for a year, cat feed for a year, because I'm really concerned about the shortage. I know what's coming. Well, it dawned on me that the way I had it set up, anyone that could have just backed up with a truck and had access to pretty much just about every single bit of our stuff in minutes. I had it set up so easily for anybody. It was ridiculous. So I made some changes, and if anybody's going to steal my crap, they're going to have to work a hell of a lot harder to get it now, okay? That's all I've been doing for several weeks now, redoing everything. And also what I did was with our chickens, we just completely closed in an entire carport and barred it in. It's barred in, okay? It's barred in, all right? And we'll be covered also, you know, so it's not visible, but it's barred in now, all right? And so they want my fucking chickens. They're going to have to go harder. So they're either going to have to go through there or they're going to have to go through all my guard dogs. I got a hot wire and the security cameras. And now the chicken coop, guess what, also links into the she shed. So they better watch their ass, okay? Because they're not going to steal my stuff. I've been working hard to prep, all right?
Right.
Because this is serious,
right.
And people are going to starve to death. I mean, I don't think you understand how bad this shortage is really going to be. I understand, and I am freaking terrified.
That's going to be way worse, Brett Sister. That's going to be way worse.
I think we discussed this at militia for sure, and I know I've spoke of it several different times here on the show. It seems like, well, you know, we're out in the country, you know, we're going to be okay, you know, that's going to be all in the cities. But let me ask you one question, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just use the cesspool known as Houston, since I'm here in the area. Approximately 6.5 million people. 2.5 times larger than the largest standing army in the world. Okay? When the food runs out, the shelves go dry, where do you think those people are going? All right? And you know you've been prepping. You know, God bless you. You've been doing the right thing and stuff. But I tell you what, you better be able to go mobile with that stuff, or you better have the people who can defend it, because starving people are desperate people, and desperate people do desperate things.
That's right. And if you aren't afraid and you're not worried, I mean, people say, well, I'm a Christian, I don't want to be afraid. Well, you're naive, okay? You're very naive, okay? I guarantee you Noah was a little bit afraid Noah was coming, okay, because he's human, all right? Even Jesus was afraid when he prayed to God in the Garden of Gethsemane, crying tears of blood. Take this cup from me, not my will, but thy will be done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was freaked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to deny that's just, you know, it's just ridiculous. But here's the deal. It's really terrifying what's coming up, And I tell you, I've been prepping so hard, y'all. I mean, I've been dehydrating and mylar bagging and just the things that they've done to stop the hardships that I've had trying to prep, the hardships that I've had getting mylar bags, the hardships that I've had getting food-grade buckets, the hardships that I've had getting a matching lid for the food-grade budget. You just don't – until you start really, really prepping, I know the things that they're out of, and it's really scary because I got a lot of crap, okay, and I'm still scared.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that a lot of people are going to show up in my damn house, all right? I got a feeling. So what I've done is put a bunk bed in my she shed and an air mattress in there, make sure I have room for a big queen-size air mattress plus my bunk bed, which is a twin mattress for that, you know, and then my doghouse, which is not really a doghouse, it's like a two-room apartment, you know, so
yeah.
I mean, that's got room too, so it's really nice, you know, it's got two air conditioners in it, if that tells you anything, so, I mean, it's not a regular doghouse, okay, my dogs are squirrels,
right.
And so, yeah, I mean, y'all, I spent the last week, I think that's why I'm sick, I've literally been working on this, y'all are going to be so impressed with this carport that I'm renovated, because the way I had it set up last year was we had baby chickens in the pantry building, okay, because I live on a farm, and so I had to heat that up, right? And then I had Sambo, that cat, in the she shed, so I had to have that heated up. Plus, I always keep my stuff in there heated up because I like it. I like it always on, you know. And then the doghouse, I kept that heated up. And then the chickens out by the doghouse and that part of it, they were all they were outside, and I kept them all heated up. And then I had some different chickens. When the baby chickens got a little bit bigger, I moved them into the carport, and then I had a different heater for all those. Plus, I had a feral cat house that I was heating up. Okay, well, I can't do that under Joe Biden's economy. Okay, my life bill is $770 this month, and I didn't even hardly have nothing like I did last winter, okay? So what I've done is I've eliminated every single one of those buildings. What I'm doing right now in this carport, I'll be able to put dog kennels in there, have all my roosters and all my chickens all in one building that'll hold the heat better. I'm also doing all my plants instead of doing a separate greenhouse. I'm building a place in there where all my plants are going to be in there. So while I'm heating my plants for the winter and getting an early start on summer for my gardens, which I've been working on non-fucking stop for a year, then that's all going to be in one building. So I don't have to do – the water will come from inside of there too, so I don't have to stand out and do 70 different waters, you know what I mean? Like, but that's going to save me so much money because, you know, we have to watch our money right now because it's fixing to hit really, really hard. Another thing is I'm fixing to drop all insurance on my extra vehicles. I'm dropping my full coverage down to liability on my vehicle. I'm lowering my house because they done pissed me freaking off on my house insurance, okay? And it pissed me off not paying for our roof, so we had to pay for our roof by ourselves. And that was, we got hit by a tornado. I was furious. They only gave us like $1,800 for two roofs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, right? And so, I'm so mad. And we're lowering all that so that each month, and like Russell was saying, everyone's in debt, but what I've been doing is I've been trying to pay more on my credit cards and not charge on them. And I've had to suffer sometimes and go without, but I just on my credit cards about 6 months ago so that my payments would be even lower So when this hits, you know, I don't want to be going to Chinese debtor prison, you know. And so those are ways that you can cut that. And right now, if you can buy, what we do is we sold in our stocks and put it in CDs so that we don't have to pay penalties on the CDs, okay? And then we wrote out a bunch of CDs so I could get all prepped up because we need to be prepped right now for the stuff we have to have, you know, like extra tires for your vehicle, extra batteries for your vehicle. Like, we have four-wheel drive. So I told my husband to order parts for that four-wheel. It's hard to get parts for an FJ8, okay? And so I told him, get extra wheels, get, do this. I'm fixing to redo the tires on my truck also, just because it's going to be harder to get those, and they're probably going to double or triple the price. And it's, and you need to stock up on everything you can. And now I'm basically going to roll out these my CDs and roll that out into Noble Gold, okay? Because if you watch what China and Russia are doing right now, it's really scary, but they're all going to the gold and silver, okay? So it's telling us if you don't do that, then you're crazy. And I'm just been, you know, what happened was, you remember my China video? I'm always bragging about it. Russell's always bragging about my China video because he actually watched it. And Russell, remember how I broke down the social credit history in there, the social credit score, how they use that as control method there in China, and how they were going to implement it here in America whenever they took over America. That's what I said in my video, right? Well, starting in January, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, which are both my banks, and several other banks are all going to be instituting the social credit score here in America starting January fucking 1st.
Wow.
You better get your fucking money. Go research it. This is a fact. Get your shit out of there, okay? What PayPal tried to do to y'all ain't shit, okay? And I've got all of my retirement that we just rolled out, now.
That was one of the other questions we asked artificial intelligence about that, and it confirmed it, that everything is going to be digital, but it won't be for a few years yet.
I think I'm going to go ahead and invest some in cryptocurrency, too.
Well, you know, I've got some friends that are really into the cryptocurrency and stuff like that, and I got to looking at it, and that cryptocurrency is no different than the money we're using. It's not backed by anything.
It's not.
No.
It's not backed.
No. And anyway, it took a big hit to you, but so did my 401k. The last statement I got, I lost another 7.8%.
I made $100,000. I made $100,000, and then I pulled it all out, and I never lost a dime. I told my husband, "I'm done with your. I'm done. I'm taking over the stocks." And when all that, when everything crashed, when COVID first hit, remember when the stock market crashed? We lost our ass. We lost like 70 grand, right? We lost our ass, went all the way down. And when we did, I said, "I'm in charge. Don't you dare touch that money." I sunk every freaking dime that we had, and I just kept sinking and kept sinking in gold. And I rented up, man. I made like 100 grand extra, and then I put out like 180 grand. I was like, bam! The day of inauguration, that son of a bitch went through with that fake inauguration. We pulled it all out. Well, I'm like, done. It's over. I was like, you take it out or divorce me. I'm serious. I wasn't playing. So I did good on that, you know.
right now, if you're doing that, the best buy still out there is silver. Gold's just way, way overpriced. And I said this before, and I know a lot of people don't agree with me on it. But, you know, when we do, and I think we're headed to some of the darkest years, maybe 3, 4, 5 of them that America has ever seen. All that gold that you're paying, you know, $1,700, $1,800, $2,000 an ounce for, you'll be trading that for a bowl of rice and beans. You'll be trading an ounce of that for a bowl of rice and beans.
Speaking of rice and beans, hey, y'all, listen. Another thing is, with this nuclear attack, I'm sorry to change the subject, Russell. I'm so sorry. Forgive me, but I got this so important, okay? Or I wouldn't. Okay, so I didn't even know this hack before, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners do. But if you're in a nuclear attack, okay, you got to have all the food in the house because you just got to stay put. The longer you stay put, the better chances you have, okay? So that is so important. That's just so freaking important, okay? And so you want food in the house. Well, I didn't even ever understand about these lentils or how to grow these sprouts, micro sprouts in your use micro seeds and micro sprouts in your house. I never understood. I just learned about this recently, and I have bought shit tons of it. They are so cheap, and they come in giant bags, like a quarter cup makes so many. And so I've actually been giving it to my chickens. I'm going to be using them during the food shortage for my chickens to supplement their feed as well. And but you can also do it in the house. I bought all this stuff for in the house, and you just put these seeds in and put water. You let it sit for a little while, and then you drain it, and then you just rinse it once a day and drain it for like 4 days, and you have these fresh sprouts. So every single day you just have fresh sprouts for your salad. And then I found out also that if you do the sweet potato vines, they grow like crazy. I started one now. It's just going crazy all over my kitchen. And these vines are super, super, super nutritious, like a major nutrition, right? And you just pick those off, and they grow so fast, and put them in your salad also. And so it takes very little water, and you can has so many vitamins, these little microgreen salads, you know, that you can stay alive without leaving your house. And this is, like, super important, you know. And stay healthy in the winter with all these greens, which are very, very good for it. Getting stuff out of your body and detoxing you, you know. So I'm sorry to interrupt. That's so important. The lentils, and then I can't remember what moon beans. The mung beans, yes. I got the mung beans. They're so freaking good, okay. I've been doing those. But the lentils are super, super cheap in a great big giant bag of them, you know. I've been buying just bags and bags and bags of that crap, okay? Because beans take a lot of water and a lot of heat, okay?
Right.
And so if you know anything about survival, people say, oh, I've got beans, I've got beans. Well, I got beans too. I got about 200 pounds of beans. And whoopie doopie, are you going to have the heat source to cook the frickin' beans, okay? Are you have the water and the food source? And can you even have smoke burning to give away your location for that long? I mean, you know, beans are, everybody says, oh, beans are so good. Beans are not that fucking good, okay? I'm just telling you from a survival point of view, unless they're pre-cooked. I'm just being honest, you know what I'm saying? But these little micro beans and stuff, you don't have to cook those, you know? So they don't let out any smoke, any heat, very little water. You can use the same rinse water every day, you know, and recycle it. The one I bought, I bought a terracotta one. It was like $55, but it catches the water at the bottom, and it's just beautiful, and I just wanted it because I'm spoiled. But I also bought a plastic one, you know. So I'm sorry to interrupt you on that, but that's so important, okay?
No, that's fine. That's fine. You know, and ladies and gentlemen, this is all good sound advice, and I know, you know, the rest of the world wants you to feel like you're some kind of freak or you're running around in a tinfoil hat and stuff because they refuse to pay attention and they're too busy with whatever they're too busy with. And you know, that doesn't make them bad people or anything like that. But I want to tell you right now, if you're in a situation to where the people around you, your neighbors or anything like that, know that you've been prepping and that kind of stuff, that's going to be a problem because your house is going to be the one they come to, and they're going to ask, then they're going to demand, and then they're going to try to take it. So if you're not part of a group or involved with your neighbor some way, shape, or form, there's two things you need to know. You need to be able to load all that up. And if you have to buy your little trailer to do it, and you don't wait till things get bad. The first time you hear of it, you load up and you pull out there because most people will be still standing around going, what happened? All right? If I change the way it is, we've always told y'all 3 days, the shelves are going to be wiped clean. That's going to happen overnight now because our supply chain is so severely damaged. And it's all been, and, you know, it's all been intentional. It's been part of the plan. If you don't come after you, the same way they're going after the legitimate president of the United States, President Trump, you're sadly mistaken. The FBI, the DOJ have absolutely zero credibility. And I know there's people out there saying, well, you know, there's good guys in there. And, you know, it's all the, what is the media like, take the seventh floor or whatever. Let me tell you, good men and women would have stand up by now and came out.
I'm scared of China.
That's right.
I'm scared of the FBI. FBI ain't shit. China's scary. Yeah. They're here. They're scary. That's who I'm scared of. I'm terrified of them. Yeah. They freak me out. Of course, they're after me, so, you know.
Right, right.
So, the other day, I put that phone call that I got from the Chinese consulate in Chicago with papers for me that's in Chinese and then English and then Chinese. I put it up on TikTok so I wanted to show people about the harassment I've gotten since I put out my China video from China, you know. And with them having police stations now, it's pretty terrifying, right? And the minute I put it up on TikTok, man, they took it off and then they banned me. Mm-hmm. They didn't tell me why they banned me either. They just, you know.
I know, and it almost got me banned, too. Because I did a duet with that one, and I was like, I got a warning. I was like, what did I do now? And it was Ann's video. They removed it and everything. So, but I tell you, I don't know, guys. I mean, everything right now is kind of laughable. But too, at the same time, as I'm observing everything and getting more questions with artificial intelligence, asking it questions and having it feed me back the answers, it's like, damn.
Well, you know, the
ever stop and think that maybe it just is artificial intelligence and it's smarter than you, so it's just telling you what it thinks it wants you to hear based on your searches and your history. It probably just does a quick profile and puts in there what it thinks you want to. I'm sorry, I got 3 degrees in mental health. That's probably what it is.
I agree with you, but it's interesting the way it puts out the information that you ask it. And it's like when we asked it about who's responsible for destroying the pipeline, it actually pulled up Biden. It showed Biden was responsible.
Hey, can I say something about that food shortage, too? Also, is that, you know, I've been talking to farmers and everything, and so there wasn't wheat. There's not wheat, and there's not going to be any wheat. And so people don't realize how much they eat wheat, you know, and depend on wheat until they can't have wheat, okay, like bread, all right? And so I knew this was going to be a shortage because I'm just, like, psychic like that. So I've been doing this for several years now. First thing I did was I bought shit tons of these giant bags of pancake mix because you just add water to it, and it takes just a little bit of water and a little bit of heat, and it makes a great giant pancakes, right? So that's real easy to prepare with little heat and little water because in emergency situations, that's always important, y'all, okay? And so then I bought the same thing with the tortilla, big old giant, you know, 20-30 pound bags of these tortilla mix, same thing. You just add the water to it, all right, a little bit of heat, a little bit of water, that's it. And then I decided I was going to have to learn how to start cooking bread and stuff because, well, I was watching this government lady talking about the shortage, and she goes, yes, store shelves are going to look dramatically different than what we're accustomed to now by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But don't panic. Mm-hmm. She goes, we're not going to starve to death. She said, we've got this. She said, but in the meanwhile, this would be a really good time to start prepping food and to start a garden. And she said, and this would be a really good time to learn how to cook, okay? When she said cook, that terrified me, okay? I already had a garden. I was already prepped. But when she said learn to cook, I was like, oh, my God. She's right. I used to know how to cook maybe 30 years ago. It's been a long time since we really cook out of a menu. If you go through a recipe book to cook real stuff, y'all, nobody's kitchen anymore is prepared for that stuff because we're so used to modern crap, okay? And so I literally had to buy all kinds of bakeware. I had to buy so many freaking spices. I kept going through these recipe books. I had to buy crap like parchment paper and oh, my gosh, there's so much crap, like rolling pins and strainers and measuring cups, just that stuff that, you know, you don't have, you know? And I also started stocking up on the flour, you know, to do this stuff with. But, yeah, it's been, like yeast, I had to stock up on the yeast because all the bread recipes that I was practicing with had, like, baking soda, baking powder, yeast. You have to have shit tons of that to survive. So I didn't even realize that. So I had to buy all that crap, you know. So a lot of people don't realize, like, when there's nothing on the shelf, I don't think they understand how helpless they're going to be.
No,
I don't think they understand how helpless they're going to be.
No,
it's people that can't cook are in a lot of trouble.
Well, you know, it completely eludes the average citizen just due to the fact that, you know, they've never had any training of any kind. They've got caught up in the metrics, and, man, did George Orwell hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's going to be such a culture shock.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
I mean, I think I just, I really don't even know how to describe it, but you're going to need to know how to take care of yourself. You're going to need to know how to hunt. And mm-hmm. being able to hunt is not going to save you, because when 6.5 million people are, New York's what, 8, 9, 10 million, when these people start heading out of these big metroplexes, the animal population, as far as being able to hunt and eat and feed yourself and the people within your group, that's going to be diminished quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not only that, I mean, like you were saying, you know, the panic's going to sit in. It'll sit in once the panic sits in. They're going to be leaving like in my area. They're going to be moving to
you. Yeah, well, I've set up a decoy strategy on ours. And so basically at militia, when you're setting up like a camp, so you set up a decoy tent where, you know, people watching you are going to think you're going to be staying at, but then you make like a low profile shelter, and that's where you actually sleep. Okay, so if you get hit at night, you're not where they expect you to be, right? I'm sure Russell taught me that. Russell, that sounds like he, doesn't it? And so I did the same strategy for my food prepping. So my oldest waters that I need to rotate out or should be closer out, I put those like more readily available, or like if I was going to get robbed, the places they would see, you know, have most access to where they would, you know, take it. So that's there. And then like my older canned stuff that I really don't want to eat because it's been in the heat or something, I left that there. It looks really tempting because it's beautiful. It's canned and stuff. My older, all my, so I have a whole pantry set up outside of the stuff. Instead of throwing out that old expired stuff, I just set it up on shelves as a dummy stuff. So if they come in to rob it and take it, that's what they're taking, you know?
Right. Exactly.
It's kind of like social media. If you tell people a little bit about your not, or just enough about your life, that they think they know everything, even if what you tell them isn't true, okay? As long as you put that picture in their head, they think they know everything about you, so they don't go and try to dig in more because they just assume they know everything, you know? It was the same concept.
Right. You know, and if you do have to move, you do have to bug out. If you do have to change the location, don't be running out there in all your tactical gear and stuff. When you do this, you want to be as gray man as possible. You don't want to attract any undue attention. If you had to put stuff on a trailer or whatever, put a tarp over it. And do not stop for anything or anyone along the way until you get to where you're going to, because I tell you what, there will be more.
I know where you're saying is true. I know what you're saying is true. I know it is, but also think in this situation, even though we've always been taught that about the gray man, okay, I'm going to be wanting to roll up fucking hard and show a force of strength. Bitches, come and take my shit, you know, because if I appear weak or something, these people are going to, it'll be more vulnerable.
Well, I'm talking about when you're in. If, I mean, once you get to where you're going, once you're in your AO, oh yeah, you know, you want to roll everywhere you go, full battle rattle. And
because when you said that, I know we always trained, always, you know, go with the gray man, you know, exactly like in guerrilla warfare or anything, because that way you blend in. But when you said that, in my mind, I saw your Jeep, but it was like way bigger in my mind, you know, and I was standing up like on the outside of it, hanging onto it with a great big giant machine gun. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I'm showing some strength, bitch.
Right.
I'm going to take my MRE. That's just how I tell myself. I'm a beast
great,
in my mind.
Great minds think alike, because I was thinking the same thing.
I've been going gray man on TikTok, wearing all the lipstick and fake eyelashes and trying to blend in a little bit, doing my gardening stuff out here on the farm for the last year and a half, when the whole time I've been y'all know I've really been training for militia, so everybody else thinks I've just been gardening, you know.
Well, just don't get banned again, you know. I learned, what's going on.
Well, the minute that my VPN goes off, they ban me. So, I mean,
well,
I'm
if you
on,
get
like,
banned, I get banned. I
had my VPN off. I think that's why they got me. I got to run like a couple of VPNs on everything.
It's like what you and I were talking about and everything. If everybody was to stop using hashtags, because it does bring in the trolls, and that's how people are getting banned and everything. So, but I tell you, I don't know, man. This is going to be interesting. We got, 3.5 weeks left before the elections and everything, and this is going to be interesting. It's laughable right now.
Here's my thoughts on this. They played the American people to a T. They knew exactly what they were doing, and the election is going to happen. And the only bad part is, with everything that's been going on, and let me tell you, when somebody gets as blatant as these people have gotten in their corruption, they no longer fear any repercussions whatsoever. And I want to tell you, nobody on either side can accept the results of this election. And I think I'm right on that. And I think things will spiral out of control quickly after that. What are your thoughts?
I think they're going to do shit before the election to stop the election. They have to. They have no choice. So that means that we have a very thin window of time before shit goes freaking down, okay? Now, as we've talked about before in the Benson strategy, we've just talked about it, that their ultimate plan was, you know, wasn't the biological or the nuclear or the cobalt. That would have been the cobalt. Their ultimate goal was to do a fake alien invasion. But I actually have done some research, and I have come to the conclusion that I think they might be trying to do a zombie apocalypse. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, why does Amazon have that in their terms of service and all these other companies? Why are they putting all this shit in their terms of services about zombie apocalypses? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck's up with that? You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Yeah. You know, and, for a public service announcement with Halloween and everything coming up, if the zombies are carrying bags and ringing every doorbell, don't shoot them.
I saw your I saw your Facebook post. That was funny.
Yeah, me too. I'm in Facebook jail, by the way, so I can't comment, but I saw it too. But anyhow, guys, it's running that time and everything, and I tell you, we'll just have to see, man. I mean, right now it's kind of hilarious, but it's going to get scary here pretty soon and everything. Yeah. We all need to get serious and start planning and everything, you know, because it's going to get rough. It's going to get bad.
If I was and I probably am a general reincarnated because I have a really – Russell always says I have a brilliant tactical mind. If I was an invading force, okay, I wouldn't nuke it. I just want to add this before you hang up. I would EMP it because I would want to come over and take the land over and the resources, okay? So I wouldn't want that destroyed. So I would always have it at the back of my mind, like what was best for me, right, if I was an invading force. So that keep that in the back of your mind. But obviously the deep state don't give a fuck, all right? But if I was going to attack, I would want to attack. And what you want to do is you want to inflict the most damage and the most pain, and you want to take the less losses on your side as possible as a victory. Isn't that right, Russell? That was your definition, right? Go in,
right.
You know, with as little casualty on your side as possible is considered a great win, right? So, or no, right? So I would do it like when you could hit them emotionally, mentally, and cripple them even further. So when is that? Halloween. Because their weakness, our weakness, our Achilles heel is our children.
Right. That's
a better way to start chaos and just crush a nation.
But what I'd like to say in closing
is don't leave your house on Halloween. Stay home. Don't eat anything.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening and others out there that are truly awake, I hope you're really taking note of the fact that we are right now are living in historical times. I think it's going to be the last generation before the darkness. And I think it's going to take 5 or 6 years to work our way out of it. So these are very, very historical times you're living in. And you know what? As an average day, average everyday American, that you actually have a chance at this point in time to make a real change happen.
Yep. Yep.
We have to stand together to do it. We can't do it on our own. You know, we need to take our knees before God, ask for his guidance, and then we're going to have to fight like the third monkey in line to get on Noah's Ark, and it's starting to rain.
That's what it's going to come down to. That's what it's going to come down to, you know. But I'll tell you what, well, it's that time, and we'll be back here tomorrow night. And hopefully Virgil's feeling a bit better. He's been awful quiet today, so, and everything. But I tell you, anything you guys want to say before we leave the show, or?
Joseph Ann, keep your head on the swivel out there. Love you guys. Good night, America. Bend the knee and prepare. This is Gunny. I'm out of here.
Bye. Talk to you later, my friend.
Yeah, I do have something, one last burning desire. One of the things that I stocked up for in case this crap goes down was I've just been buying a lot of books for the last 2 or 3 years, just all my favorite books. Of course, I've bought more than I can even read, you know. But, you know, if shit goes down, it's going to be such a shock not having a TV, not having social media, you know, not having, you know what I mean? So, so you have like small children, something like color books and colors or maze things, something for them to read to keep their mind busy like that, games, you know. If you could get those together, you know, it's an awesome idea.
Right.
And also, tea lamps are real cheap. There's 100 of them, and usually in most packs, they're real cheap. And the Dollar Tree has those, and they also have lighters. They last a pretty long time. I like to order mine on Amazon. I buy the expensive ones because they last 8 hours. The tea lamps, I buy like $20. Yeah, they're really good, though, you know.
Right. But anyhow, I'll talk to you a little bit later, and we'll be back here tomorrow night. I thank you for coming on, my friend.
Well, I was sick and kind of grumpy, so sorry.
Right. But I want to say this. You know, if anybody out there is listening, and if you get a strange code message, I kind of freaked out at first and asked to verify it. But if you get this code message, it's 001-0110. If you get that, that's an invitation for the Matrix. And everything. And, you know, ever since I accepted that
7%, it said that 7%, this is what was going around. It was saying that 7% of the people will receive this code as an invitation to leave the simulation of the Matrix that we're in.
Right. And here's the thing. I did see the guy in the red suit, believe it or not. And everything. I had my doubts on it. I didn't see him in at my house, but I'm not going to say how because he will show up. But he'll,
what are you talking about?
The guy in the red suit will bring a message, and everything. If this guy he could come to you on your social media. He'll come to you personally, you know. But
you know what, Joseph? The red man could just be the devil. Okay, you better just put your trust in Jesus. Do not do that, Ascendio. That's creepy. That it's red
it
like the
might
devil.
Be, that's what I'm worried, kind of worried about. But he says
the red
there was,
man. That sounds really satanic.
It's like a man in a red suit. So, but he says
hell no.
But he said there were some other codes that is coming, so I don't know. But I didn't get any bad heebie-jeebies off of it, but I'm still kind of leery with it and everything, so we'll see.
Just
Google
the CIA, leak CIA codes for their different codes, like to take away pain, and I think that one's on there too. So.
Right. So, but anyway, I tell you what, we'll be up here back tomorrow night, and Ann, get a hold of me a little bit later on, and we'll talk some more and everything, and I'll see y'all a little bit later, so y'all take care and be careful out there. Ann, I love you.
Love you too. Hurricane Ann, I'm out.
Something happening here. What it